When you take a look at it, you mentioned Chrissy Carr with the huge basket in the quarterfinal game. You had a sophomore, Stacey Barr, who had 16 points and 11 rebounds in the championship game. She was the tournament MVP. Alyssa Charleston, 15 points in that game, also earned a spot on the all-tournament team. What was the feeling like on Monday night when you guys found out you guys were heading to Storrs to take on UConn?
That was something. You know, I really thought we were going to be going to Stanford. Uh-huh. You know, that would have been the bracketology that we had all seen, and it kind of made sense. You know, I thought it'd keep us over here on the West Coast. I figured we'd be a 15 or 16 seed, especially when I saw what Fresno State was a 15. I figured that we were going to be playing a number one seed, and I thought it'd be Stanford. But when that came across the board and they were out, I didn't know exactly where. But when UConn flashed, I think there was a great excitement in the room. You know, it's UConn. You know, it's really the standard bearer to me of women's basketball the last 10 years. And, you know, you see them on TV all the time. Our players know their players just from watching games on TV. And, you know, it's going to be a sold out 14,000 people, you know, in that arena. And what an environment. What a great opportunity for our basketball team to go, especially these young players, to really see at that level what this is all about and be able to draw on that experience for the next 4 years.
What jumps out at you with UConn when you take a look at them and you see them on film? What are some things that you guys are going to have to contend with on Saturday morning for us, Saturday afternoon for you guys back in Connecticut?
Oh, man, they're going to bring pressure full court. And they're so long at every guard spot. They're big. I mean, they're huge. You know, they're 5'11 and up. They start 6'5 and 6'4 and 6'2 up front. And, you know, we're starting our 6'2, 6'1, and 5'10. So we're going to have a huge size disadvantage. I think that's going to be a problem for us without a doubt. We're going to have to, see how physical we can get. I mean, they're a very physical basketball team and obviously extremely talented. They shoot the ball well. You know, they're the number one scoring team in the country and the number one defensive percentage team in the country. So that's a great combination for them. It's a bad combination for us. But, we're just going to have to go out and really, you know, embrace the moment, man, and just play free and just play. And as I told our players yesterday, I go, you know what, we just got to go play hard, man, and see what happens.
Survive in advance. You guys certainly did that this last week when you guys won 3 straight in Las Vegas. It was great watching last weekend. John, you've done a great job in your time at Idaho. It was really fun to watch you guys at the Western Athletic Conference Tournament. We saw you in the news conference. You had that net around your neck. Have you taken off your necklace yet? We weren't sure if it was going to stay on you for a few days.
I'm telling you, I kept that thing on me all night. You know what I mean? It was great. Love it. I finally taken it off. It's on the trophy now.
Well, congratulations, John. We want to wish you the best of luck. The entire Palouse, all of Moscow, all of Vandal Nation is going to be rooting for you back in Storrs, Connecticut. I know it's a busy time for you, so we will thank you so much for taking some time out of your day and joining us here on 1400 The Palouse's ESPN.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.